This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, welcoming you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. In this weekly feature, we primarily focus on what is happening in Washtenaw County, but today we're going to take a look at our environment through the perspective of the federal government. Debbie Dingell represents Michigan's 12th District in the U.S. House of Representatives and is working on a number of issues vital to environmental health and sustainability from that federal vantage point. Thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, it sometimes feels like action at the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is slow to a crawl and that perhaps deregulation has taken precedence over prevention and remediation. What is your assessment of EPA operations at this point?
Well, I couldn't disagree with you with what it feels like at times. We have seen 95 environmental rules being rolled back under this administration. 58 rollbacks have been completed, 37 are pending, and we're talking about clean water. Industries that have said to EPA and the president, every CEO in the auto industry said, please don't roll back CAFE standards. He rolled back CAFE standards. Industry said, don't roll back mercury or methane.
I've been seeking out those answers as to why the rollbacks are taking place and have not yet come up with one from anybody. What have you been told?
Well, the administration says that they're eliminating or reducing regulatory barriers. But I don't consider clean water and protecting our water a regulatory barrier. I consider that making sure that every American's got access to quality, healthy water. We don't want to see another Flint happen. If you talk about progressively, when I was first elected 5 years ago, the very first thing I did and was to ask the then EPA administrator, when are we going to do something about PFAS and get a drinking water standard? He said, we're going to work on it soon. It is 5 years later. I don't think most people realize that PFAS, which is a forever chemical, we do have in the Huron River here. Mm-hmm. People cannot eat its fish. There is not a drinking standard yet for PFAS. At the federal level. Well, the state is working on establishing one because we don't have it at the federal level. And even Governor Rick Snyder's PFAS task force found that they did not believe that the guideline at the federal level was stringent enough to protect people and the water they were drinking.
Have you seen any incremental improvement in process or procedures since Andrew Wheeler took over for Rick Perry?
I would actually have to say that I probably have more intense interactions with him than I have on previous. I think that it was totally irresponsible to roll back CAFE standards. For those who don't know what they are, corporate average fuel economy standards, but they're fuel economy standards. When even the autos themselves want the certainty, they want to continue to contribute to decreasing the amount of carbon emissions in this country. And they didn't listen, and they have proceeded forward with repealing those standards now. Several of the companies are involved in a court case with the administration against California, which was part of that deal. It's a total confusing situation. The autos do not have the certainty they need. The environment is not getting cleaned up, and we're not moving forward with reducing the carbon emissions in the transportation sector to begin with.
As you mentioned, the automakers themselves want improved standards and are working towards improved standards. So does this not play into the argument that President Trump has put forth that let the marketplace decide? We can set the standards as low or as high as we want, and the marketplace will take us where we need to go.
This is where I respectfully disagree with him, or maybe not respectfully some days, that the fact of the matter is that people were buying those vehicles. Those trucks that were being made were fuel efficient. And the auto industry needs certainty so the consumer products aren't that expensive. But quite frankly, all of the auto companies, GM and Ford in particular, but many of the other brands, Toyota, are working on electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. And they need the federal government to help support that. The cost of electric vehicles is high right now because we have not seen the saturation of the market because, one, we need batteries that people have more confidence in with a further range, and they don't have confidence in them because we don't have the infrastructure to support it for charging stations. This administration, the president has, and I'm not trying to sound anti the president, but he mocks electric vehicles when there's something we need to be supporting. We should maybe hopefully be looking at hydrogen vehicles as well, which is what China is looking at. China is a communist country and just tells their people they will only drive EVs. We can't do that. We need to incentivize. We need to give consumers confidence. But we need to be incentivizing people to be looking at how do we protect the environment and make sure that they maintain their mobility in transportation. And we need far more support from this administration.
We're talking with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. I'm sure it's not lost on you. This is a presidential election year. Campaigning has been ongoing for those running for the House, Senate, and obviously president. What, if anything, can be done when the primary focus of a good number of our elected lay outside policy and procedure?
Well, I think people need to, we want our air to be clean. We want our water to be safe. And protecting the Great Lakes is something that's important to all of us. I'll give you an example. The president had repeatedly zeroed out money for the Great Lakes Initiative. But Republican legislators got in the car with the president when he was visiting Michigan last year. And the president understood the importance of the Great Lakes. And when the budget came out last week, we were one of the only regional kinds of initiatives that was not zeroed out. The money was there for the Great Lakes Initiative. So we need to work in a bipartisan way. Some people say bipartisanship is dead. I don't think it is. There were headlines in MLive that said bipartisan effort maintained and protected the Great Lakes. That's what we have to do. Everybody needs to become involved. And my best friends work across the aisle. People need to talk to their local federal representatives, their congressmen, their senators, and quite frankly, their state legislators, to tell them they care about the environment. They care about having safe drinking water in the air. People are worried about global climate change, and we need to be worried about global climate change. How do we bring everybody at the table, to the table, so that people aren't worried about losing their job, which many labor unions are? And but we work together to get to where we need to go to be a zero carbon or a net zero carbon country. That needs to be a goal, but we got to all be together working on it. People need to educate themselves, understand what that means, and what do we do to get there?
You've touched on a number of subjects, from the Flint water crisis and the lead and copper rule or lack thereof, to the Great Lakes, to PFAS, and to CAFE standards. If we roll it into one bigger discussion, it would be that the Trump administration has proposed significant rollbacks in the National Environmental Policy Act. That could set precedent for decades to come. What do you see as the potential implications, and how do we prevent that from happening?
Well, I have a resolution that will be considered in the House that would say that the president should not be rolling it back. I believe that is going to end up in the courts. And it's not just, as you talk about, you say you roll it all together. There are almost 100 regulations that he has rolled back. They're air pollution and emissions, they're drilling and extraction, infrastructure and planning, animals, toxic substances and safety, water pollution. There are almost 100 regulations, and that's why you hear me talk about so many different areas, because we actually managed to make real progress in the 80s and the 90s, and we're going backwards instead of addressing the problems that we have. So we've got to deal with global climate change, which we see every day in fires and floods and hurricanes and storms and melting ice. But problems we thought we were beginning to solve are rolling back and becoming problems again.
Our time together is winding down, but I do want to pose a final question. I spend a lot of time out in the community. I talk with people. You say that you refuse to be cynical, but I hear it from Democrats and Republicans alike. I hear it from our listeners, from our members of a community. I hear it from the students on our college campuses in Washtenaw County, and I hear it rise from the halls of our high schools. Do you understand the cynicism and frustration?
I sure do, and I have to fight it. Look, I've been a target of it. I've been a target of that negative attack. That's the negative attack on our environment and everything else. And quite frankly, it's a scary you feel like you're in the middle of a tsunami when it happened. But I guess I go, when I say I refuse to be, I want to continue to be respectful and work for it. I remember the Michelle Obama words, when they go low, you go high. I am never going to stop fighting for these issues. I mean, you don't make the president's top 10 list without doing some things that haven't made him happy. But I'm going to disagree with people agreeably, and I'm going to work hard to bring people to a table to find consensus that actually gets something done. I think fighting words don't get something done. I want action.
Thank you so much for the time and the perspective today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, a Dearborn Democrat representing Michigan's 12th District, and our guest on Issues of the Environment. For more on today's topic and to visit the Issues of the Environment Archive, head to our website at WEMU.org. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.